Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to First District Politics. This is Phil Lichter. I'm here tonight with Lisa B. at God Gets Last Word, GodGetsLastWord. If I remember correctly, this is Lisa's third time on the show. Welcome, Lisa.
Hello, Bill. Good to be back. And it's actually the second time that I've been back. But
I stand corrected. So the first time you were on, with Zena?
Correct.
You guys were both on at the same time. Okay.
Right. That's right. It might have seemed like a long show. Maybe.
I thought we were on together. Anyway, Lisa, tonight's show is a little bit of an impromptu show. We decided to come on the show, talk about recent politics, including Pennsylvania, recent firings from the White House. Somehow we got into Fox News. Is it real? Or are they part of the problem, allowing people like Juan Williams, Shepard Smith, Chris Waltz to continue to spew hate towards our president, real Donald Trump? We were going to talk on voter fraud, how it relates to Pennsylvania, and so on. And next thing you know, I open up my Twitter, and we see this maybe fake news, Donald Trump Jr. going to file for divorce with Vanessa. We start Googling it, and what? All of a sudden, that goes away on the moments on Twitter. Go back, boom, it's gone. Shoot it up on Google, I get, one story out of the top 10, Donald Trump Jr. and Vanessa Trump divorce rumors, in air quotes. What do you think about that story? I mean, it's got to be the top story. We didn't even want to talk about this until we started, all right, let's do the show, and boom, open up Twitter, and here's what you see. Next thing you know, it's gone.
Yeah, like some of my tweets that I've been looking for, they just will magically disappear. On Twitter, it's the magic of Twitter and the world we live in. So I'm not surprised, actually. But yeah, to get the.
I see. Well, I just opened up. Let me just jump in for a second. So I did open up the one article that Googled out of the top 10. Donald Trump Jr. and his wife are reportedly heading for divorce. Here's an inside look at the relationship between the first son and the ex-model who used to date Leonardo DiCaprio. They have five kids. Used to date him when? Back when she was in high school? What?
I have no idea. And you don't know. I always look at the source. Because there's so much, we talked about that when I was on the last time, that one of the big games that is played is the false information, all the fake news that we get, the disinformation. Mm-hmm. So take everything with a grain of salt at first until I can get something verified by legitimate sources.
Well,
and I think that's how we got
Trump
on Fox
Jr.'s
News.
Twitter. Yeah, it is. I took a quick perusing through Trump Jr.'s Twitter, and not a word of it there. Reading down in the article, Donald Trump Jr. and his wife, Vanessa Trump, are reportedly headed for divorce. The pair are living separate lives and expected to file for divorce soon, according to friends. The New York Post's six-page report. Six-page? It's not front page? If this was real news, wouldn't it be on the front page, not the sixth page?
Yeah, you would think. Oh, yeah, they'd be glad to target them on front page, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I think
it's a little story. Yeah, let's just chalk this up to let's wait and see.
Put
not
that on
even
hold.
Talk about it
yeah, put
we'll
that
put
on,
it on hold.
Hold. No
we'll
comment.
Put it on hold. I hope it's not true. I don't like to see this happen to anybody. It's not good. I mean, five kids, it's a beautiful family. What if it did come true? What that would do for the upheaval and the whole fake news media? They'd be all over that. Which, of course, none of them are divorced or have cheated on any of their wives or spouses, right?
I agree. And I was looking for, I was looking for a tweet in particular And this is kind of unnerving sometimes because you kind of know where you put stuff so you can find it. You know, there's a reason for that. And and Twitter still, when it just disappears and vanishes, it's like, bam. And I got a lot of response from it. But with all the stuff going on with the, you know, the firing of Tillerson and all that, him leaving or whatever, however you want to, you know, spin it. Depending on what side you're on.
I go like this. You're fired.
Yeah, that's fine with me, too. It works.
I'm fired.
It works for me. He can fire whoever he wants to, since he's the president of the United States of America. It doesn't offend me at all. I happen to be on his side. He's on mine, so I'm all for whoever he wants to fire. I'm backing him. But, you know, I got a lot of response on that because people have a lot to say about Tillerson and everything going on. You know, it's good to get different viewpoints, and that's the thing that Twitter doesn't like. We can all come and share notes and knowledge about what we know about this person from here and there, and that's the same with people that are reporting. You want to just take it with a grain of salt, but then if you hear it confirmed by several other people and you get to hear a source, well, where did they hear that? You know, where did you get that information? Where, you know, and then you can sort of put things together and say, okay, you know, I consider that as, you know, valuable information and other information, not so much. But, yeah, the whole thing with what's been going on, I think there's so much going on right now. We've had such a busy start of the week. I mean, look, it's only Wednesday, and there's so much good stuff going on now that you have to know there's going to be some disinformation put out there. You're going to have people, even with Fox News, that are so stirred up, the anti-Trumpers, that they're going to be putting a negative spin on everything that happens. And, you know, you just
to stop you right there at the Fox News point. Stop you at the Fox News point because I want to hit on that. When we were kind of discussing on the pre-show, Juan Williams, Shepard Smith, Chris Wallace. People, sometimes when I tweet, stop watching Fox, turn off the TV. Oh, you know, Fox isn't the only real. No, Fox is not. Don't fall for it. Why is Juan Williams on Fox? Why is Shepard Smith on Fox? Why is Chris Wallace on Fox? They don't do anything to promote the president's agenda. They only go against the president. People want to think, oh, and then they use, here's what they do, Lisa. They use this fair and balanced BS. Mm-hmm. I'm calling BS on that. I'm calling Fox News as bad as CNN, as bad as MSNBC. Do you agree with that?
Well, I don't know. No, I don't agree that they're as bad because I think that some of the shows they have on there are as bad because I think they're deep state controlled and they have their foot in the door, but you've got to look at the ownership because that's how it's controlled. And if you look at the ownership, we just cleaned house somewhat when we had the Saudi purge and Prince Bin Tawid, if I can say his name correctly, I probably not, but
the guy they hung upside down and then kept him in house arrest in the what?
Yeah, I don't know if that was one of them. I saw that they were kept him in the Ritz Carlson, and I don't know if they did anything like that there.
He was in house arrest in the Ritz, suffering through it.
Right. But it, you know, at the same time, you got to look at this is somebody that was controlling media, not only here, but also in the Middle East. He had a Middle Eastern 24-hour station that was the same as CNN worldwide, and you have CNN worldwide. So I think that what was happening with part of that is to go after the fake news and not to squelch it altogether. You have to have the different voices for people to be able to form an opinion. We don't want it to be all one-sided, and I think that's where, you know, people have to use their own judgment and say, okay, we don't like what Juan Williams is saying. We don't like Shepard Smith or what he's saying. I'm being nice. We don't like, you know, these certain ones because they are anti-Trump. You can tell it's so obvious, but that's fine because when they're so obviously anti-Trump, then you can easily form an opinion if you know that Trump is for us. So to me, they don't hurt my feelings. Yeah, I might get upset with something they say here and there and get outraged and say, you know, I don't want them on there. But at the same time, I think we should just, you know, we should leave it open for them to spark, you know, the debate and say, you know, they're so one-sided, they are the swamp, and they're probably implanted there because just because they got this prince who owned something like, from what I could find and everything I looked up on it, it was something like 8%, I want to say maybe 6 or 7%, just enough to get on the board of directors and control what was being done with Fox when, you know, with Murdoch. And now, from what I understand, he sold everything except for 1%, but we don't know where it changed hands to. So we don't know who's still, you know, controlling it. But we do know that there's liberal kids that are involved with Fox. They're carrying out their, you know, they're not Trumpers. They're not, you know, anything. They're not Trump supporters. They're going to be able to have people in there that put the spin in. And there's deep state involved, so that means that's all that is money to them. So we're going to have those voices there as long as Fox is owned by, you know, they're not just conservative owned, although they have a conservative voice.
Yeah. Okay. So much there to kind of unwind.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's really frustrating.
It's very frustrating.
You know,
it's very frustrating because here's what I'm saying. If you want fair and balanced, Lisa, if you want fair and balanced, I don't see how Fox can put on this constant negative mantra against Trump, and then they also want to be touted as a conservative, a pro-Trump, blah, blah, blah. If people want that, you can go to so many different sources. Let's just say go to Twitter. You want to see the people who are against Trump? Here's the people against Trump. You know exactly where you are. Those are the against Trump people. You go over here, here's the people that are pro-Trump, the pro-Trump people. Why?
I get it.
Do you have to have these Trump haters? Because here's what happens. It seems that the negativity is what overtakes the whole tone. The negativity is what overtakes the messaging. You know what I mean? It like ruins the whole thing. It's not pro-Trump then. You can have, you know, one person going on for 2 minutes of pro-Trump, but then you've got Juan Williams going on for 2 minutes about the negative. And what sticks is the negative. That's what sticks in their head. It's not the positive. I'm so confused.
Well, I get what you're saying. You want to be able to just flip the channel and you've got, you know, conservatives over here and, you know, and then you've got the liberals over here and the liberals are all
I don't want this shoved down my throat. Exactly. I don't want
to hear that. I got you.
Why do I want to hear this negativity? What does negativity get but more negativity?
Hey, more people are probably agreeing with you than they are me right now. I get that. I hear you. And I get it. But my point is this, that I think our bullshit meters are so in tune nowadays that we just turn it off during that time. I do it, you know, I do it when they come on. I don't even want to hear it. I don't be subjected to it. I don't have the patience for the negativity because I already know they're not going to have anything good to say. It's going to all be bullcrap. But at the same time, then there's sometimes that I want to see what the spin is. You know, I think we need, to a certain extent, I think that the outrage is good because it's motivating us to speak out in the opposite direction. You know, it's like
that's a decent point.
And, you know, we need to be outraged. We need to make our point.
It fires you up in a sense.
Yeah, it does. And we need to be fired up. We do. Because people have been too complacent for too long, and that's how we've gotten in a bad situation. And we had no one in a position of power to really represent us. And when we did, their voices were so small. Now we've got a big voice in office, and we can back him. And we get very defensive.
with
if
that
somebody tears our
president
down, we get very, very defensive because we finally
got someone we can
rally behind us. So we're very defensive.
In the interest of time, let's move to take that complacency thing that you touched on, because I don't want to lose that point, and go over to the Pennsylvania 18. This race that came down to basically head-to-head within hundreds of votes, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So, you know, this is a referendum on Trump. This is the end for the Republicans. This is a blue wave, blah, blah, blah. No, number one, this is not a blue wave because it's basically a tie. How is that a wave? It's like a little blue trickle, if anything. And if anything, it's an equal red trickle to a blue trickle. And go back, just a week back to Texas? The big blue wave got blown out, about 2-1 in votes on the red side.
And not only that, you know, you're exactly right, but this guy Lamb, I mean, there's so much information even put out on him that I don't know what to believe about. Is he pro-abortion? Is he pro-life? I mean, you know, I've seen that he's pro-Second Amendment. Is he actually able to endorse anybody, and with the voter fraud still being significant, being a significant factor in these elections, is it possible that anybody he endorses, they're going to use voter fraud to get the other person in? I mean, that's a possibility to me, even though I believe this stuff is going to be busted wide open and you know, it'll be exposed and done away with, I believe. But, you know, I mean, I'm considering all aspects of this whole thing, and I haven't made a judgment on Lamb yet because it's yet to be seen what he even stands for.
I think we've made headway on the voter fraud. Go back to Judge Roy Moore in Alabama. The voter fraud there was very significant. There's actually cases right now that are going to expose the voter fraud there, and it had a lot to do with the poll workers and some of the local officials mm-hmm. who facilitate the voter fraud. And I think that because that was uncovered and because we're pushing so hard back on there, and just so the listeners know, there's a lot that's mm-hmm. going to be coming out on that voter fraud based on that. Now, that was in the thousands of votes, if I remember correctly. Still not, mm-hmm. you know, not that big, but thousands. Now, this one's in the hundreds. So, since maybe we make some headway, let's give these two states equal, you know, credit in how they do their voter fraud, which has a lot to do with the poll workers and the local clerks and so on who allow this voter fraud to happen. I think we've made some headway there, and I do think that probably within a year, maybe even less than a year, because I think what Trump's going to do is expose this voter fraud prior to the 2018 election in November.
We're hoping. It has to happen.
Yeah.
So I believe that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of things being allowed so that it can come to a head and be exposed. I mean, how else would it be if it's not, you know, because you get infuriated, like, how are you allowing this to happen? Everybody's screaming when I saw Alabama getting stolen, and some people didn't even realize that it was getting stolen. I was like, look, there's too many documented evidences of things where it is being stolen for anybody to say,
you know,
oh,
the other thing I don't
want to
forget
about. What's that?
No, the one more thing I just don't want to forget about is, you know, they're also saying that, Trump won these, you know, these districts in such high numbers, and now the Republican can't win or barely won or whatever. Well, these Republicans are not Trump. Let's separate the two. Trump, you know, won because of who he is. And these people that are losing, these Republicans, and use Wisconsin, for example, up in northern Wisconsin, they talk about the district that was highly Trump, blah, 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 went to a Democrat. Now let's take this one in Pennsylvania, goes to a Democrat. There's a Republican voter apathy. They're not that excited to see the GOP little e win. These never Trumpers who fought against Trump, who did everything they could do to not let Trump win, now they're expected to come out and vote for those people? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think some of these voters are willing to say, no, you know what? Screw you. You're out, and I almost don't care if a Democrat comes in there. Now go to Pennsylvania, especially a Democrat like this, who might be a moderate Democrat, who is saying he's going to go against Nancy Pelosi, who might be for the Second Amendment. There are some Democrats like that. I'm not saying I know enough about this guy to say that, but since given the benefit of the doubt, maybe he is.
Me either.
The worst case scenario is the voters are going to hold their feet to the fire now on this guy because these are the promises he made. The one thing everybody is doing is paying attention. Let's give him a chance. Come in there. Because what's the difference between these never-Trumpers going against Trump and potentially this good-looking, clean-cut, white, moderate Democrat guy, kind of in the Kennedy model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's like we don't know. Like you're saying, you're making a good point that, you know, if it's a Rhino or a Democrat, what's there's so many independents now. People are just saying country over party because it doesn't matter anymore what name tag they put on them. What do they stand for? And are they going to go in actually – like, look what how John McCain, how he campaigned and how he did so much opposite. And that's the perfect example.
Good example.
Because he's supposed to
good
be
example.
Republican. And everything that he, I mean, the anti-Obamacare, going to go in there and just tear it down for us. And then he goes in and he's the killer vote. When we could have, you know, Trump could have had a major victory for us there. And he's the 1 o'clock a.m. Judas that comes in. You know,
thumbs down.
He campaigned on it.
Thumbs down.
He campaigned on it and was reelected for it, you know, that very agenda. So, I mean, you know, what does it matter? I think what the only thing that's going to show who's who is only time is going to tell. And that's what's so frustrating for people because it just takes so much patience to see, you know, to wait and see who is who. But, you know, we can trust that Trump knows who is inside of the White House. And from the time before he even came into office, we know that he knew who these people are. And I believe he actually appointed some people to bring them into the spotlight. I believe that all along, that that's the way to put them, you know, where everyone can see what they're doing, put them in the hot seat. You know, he might not have expected how much damage some of them can do before he actually gets them out because he didn't expect how long this this baloney mess is going on with, you know, that the Russia forever, you know. And now it's coming to an end and you're seeing that, you know, since the Republicans have closed their investigation and now we've actually seen there's an article on True Pundit website today where it says that Mueller is soon to close his investigation. There's nothing there. They can't keep dragging it out forever. They're trying, and they're not succeeding because there's nothing there. And you can't you can't keep obstructing, you know, because Trump has a long haul. There's too many people that are going to reelect him. There's too many people that are for him, and these people see that their days are numbered. He's already doing stuff behind the scenes that you don't even hear on the news. But these Democrats in the deep state know. They see what's happening. They're getting boxed in. And they're losing their voices. They're losing their power. They're losing their minds. And the only thing they have left is their voices. I'm sorry. They're getting boxed in. And they're losing the power. And they're losing their minds. So the only thing they have is their voices. And they're just empty. You know, they're just empty threat is what they are of impeachment and everything else. Because it's not – they have no grounds for impeachment. They're trying to stall. They want to get Dems in there. But I don't even think they can get the people in that they want in there. Even with voter fraud, they can't. They can't. They couldn't do it with Hillary. So what's happening, I see Trump is getting a little more relaxed with who he wants in the White House. And the purge is on. He's going to start cleaning house, just like some of the articles we're seeing now. It's exciting. I think it's great. I trust he's going to make some really good changes. So I'm excited about that.
No, he is. And in the few minutes left, let's see. Total distraction. Let's move over to Q. Let's move over to Q. We've got a couple minutes left. If people don't know about Q, I suggest that you go to a YouTube page, hashtag #WeThePeople247PatriotsSoapboxStream. We the People 247 Patriots Soapbox Stream. The headline today, I don't know if you saw this, Lisa, Reddit banned our CBTS_stream subreddit, F blah, 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 you war, we the people. So Reddit banned CBTS's Calm Before the Storm underscore stream. So the Calm Before the Storm. Reddit is a social media, and Reddit has the subreddits, which are, you know, they're Reddit, but they're just different feeds, so to say. Calm Before the Storm had a subreddit stream. I guess that was banned. I haven't dug into it too much, but I see that they're talking about that right now on YouTube on We the People 24/7 Patriots Soapbox. Talking about Q, I know you've followed Q just a little bit. Do you have any ideas about Q or who he might be or the validity of Q, how Q's posts have come to fruition, and so on?
I am one of the most faithful people when I know something's for real that you'll ever meet, but I'm also one of the biggest skeptics you'll ever meet. I'm reserving my judgment on Q, on what he says about Jeff Sessions, because I want to see Jeff Sessions move. I want to see him do what the president's asked him to do. I don't want to see what I've been seeing with him. I feel more like my gut tells me that he's covering for the swamp, for the FBI, for his friends, and I don't know all of the motivations. I know that he's a career politician. He could be, you know, I could be wrong. I wish he would prove me wrong. Do something, please. Jeff Sessions, do your job and show
you
me,
think,
you know.
Oh, Jeff Sessions, a career politician.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And Q,
that.
I believe,
I
has some good intel. And Q, I believe Q has some good intel, but I think he's like, he's a regular person as far as you and I. He has his own opinions, and I believe that his opinion about Jeff Sessions could be wrong. I could be wrong, but
well,
I'm
is
still
intel
just
an
weird.
Opinion or is intel intel? Intel isn't an opinion.
No,
intel is
intel,
just intel if it's legit intel.
I think the intel could be good, but I think that, you know, if – you know, if there's a lot of stuff that's going on, like from the time Trump came into office, he's not going, I mean, if you think about it, he's not going to come in and totally overthrow the deep. He's not going to, because people, one, they don't know who he is. He's got too many enemies, people that have been fed misinformation. I mean, if he does come in and tries to completely overthrow the government, that's the way it's going to be viewed, instead of people like us seeing that he's just cleaning out the swamp. You know, so there's people, there are people in government, I see it as like that he knows who they are. He's going to allow them to grow there, because if he tried to pull it up, it would kind of be like a cancer. It would spread. And it would spread into something ugly that we didn't want right yet. We're not prepared for. But I believe as he's been there a year now, he's been able to strategically align people around him. Like, he has six generals around him right now, six. Not saying that he'll keep them all, but he does have military protecting him. He has military force, you know, and instead of CIA or – you know, FBI
no,
on his side.
So happy
thing.
To see that. So, stand back, Lisa. The Trump train. Trump train coming through.
Hey, I'm on that one.
We can't go a show without having a couple of our crude sound effects. How does the Trump train not put a smile on your face? You know what I'm saying?
I'm on all of them. So,
and
yeah, I think it's interesting the things that that are coming about. It's going to be very interesting. And no matter what, I think we're going to win. So I don't think we should get too upset. I get upset, too, over the stuff that I hear. And, you know, we have to stay fired up about certain things, but we just need to realize that as for right now, we've got somebody in office that represents us, and hopefully he can knock back these global powers that be. Hopefully he can hit them, you know, totally destroy their root of power, which is the money. If he can do that, then we'll get somewhere. If not, at best, he's bought us a lot of time. We can be grateful either way.
We will. You can rest assured, Lisa, that take my word, Trump wins. We win. We stick with Trump. We win. I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight, Lisa. It's been a great show, very good impromptu show. 30 minutes goes quick. And we will talk soon. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a great night. Lisa, thank you.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.